I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. The commission will be hearing an update from the City Planning Commission, as well as the City's Election Board, and they will be recognizing City Attorney Ron Keefe for his years of service to the city. Keefe recently announced his retirement from the post after 15 years. Here's more with Mike Angeli.
Tonight will be City Attorney Ron Keefe's last meeting. He's retiring at the end of December. He's been the city attorney for 15 years, and he's been, at least in my opinion, a wonderful asset, a great asset, a good attorney, a man with a lot of common sense, and I think he'll be missed.
And that means that there will be a little bit of some recognition for his services this evening, right?
Yes, the mayor will recognize him, and we've got a few gifts we're going to present to him, and it'll be a little weird because it'll be all just a few of us in chambers and with masks on and things.
Yeah, it's the way things are right now, that's for sure. A couple of other presentations on the docket, too, as well.
Yeah, we have the annual update from the Planning Commission. That's each one of our commissions and our committees gives an annual update. The Election Board also will be giving their update. And that, I'll admit, is usually pretty boring, but this year could be more fun because of the recent election. I don't know.
People are looking at elections much closer now, so I'm sure that. And this Kyle Whitney will be presenting that, and I'm sure that it will be a thorough report at the very least, because we've talked to Kyle over the years.
Yes.
One of the other items on the agenda tonight, unfinished business, has to do with an extension of a part of East Barriga Avenue. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as part of our overall plan to create public access to the new piling project in the lower harbor, we've had to acquire a section of East Barriga Avenue. I mean, for most of my life and maybe all of yours, I think we all thought that was a street, but it wasn't. It's the piece of property between the Custom House and One Marquette Place and the drive down to the Marine.
And the boardwalk area down there.
Yeah.
So it's basically from the lakeshore to
the lake.
To the lake.
Right.
And that was not really Barriga Avenue before.
Nope. Nope.
Interesting. So what is
it? You learn something new every day on this program.
I mean, I guess it's interesting because there's a business down there and all of that. Yeah. So in terms of mailing addresses and whatnot, but this is part of the process of acquiring that to get more work done on it or what? What is the whole idea?
Well, the commission approved the purchase of that section of property there. And we needed it or would like to have it because of we'd like to create a better public access to that boardwalk that you mentioned and the piling project. However, once the sale is complete or the purchase is complete, which should be happening today, we're going to ask the commission to designate that as public right-of-way so that it can be put into our street maintenance program and maintained like a regular street.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. The meeting is this evening at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.